Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
We thank you for listening to our program today. Have you ever associated with people of another race, or another color, or another religion, and been embarrassed when you were discovered? That was the Apostle Peter's predicament at Antioch in Syria. Paul wrote about the incident. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain men came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Galatians 2:11-13. The word picture Paul paints is easy to understand. Peter was visiting the newly established church at Antioch of Syria. This was the church, incidentally, from which Paul, Barnabas, Silas, and others were sent into Asia Minor and Europe. Peter was eating with some Gentiles. And why should he not do that? After all, they were brothers and sisters in Christ. Eating a meal together would demonstrate to the Gentiles that they enjoyed the same blessings in the church of the living God as did the Jews. It was only natural that Jews and Gentiles should enjoy a fellowship meal together. Is it not the same in our day? The Greek of our text says that before certain men came from James, Peter made a habit of eating with the Gentiles, imperfect tense. But when the brethren came from Jerusalem, Peter began to withdraw and to separate himself from the Gentiles. Why did Peter behave in such a fashion? Was it forbidden by the gospel? Was he simply following his old habits relating to Gentiles? There is one thing for sure. Peter had not learned the lesson God intended when he was preparing to send him to the house of Cornelius. God sent a vision to Peter to get the apostle ready to preach to the Gentiles. Peter saw, as it were, a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. In the sheet were all kinds of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts and creeping things, and fowls of the air. The Lord commanded Peter to rise, to kill, and to eat. Peter responded, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." God spoke to Peter a second time and said, "What God has cleansed, that call not common." The vision appeared three times and then disappeared. While Peter was thinking about the vision, he was instructed to go to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. Acts 10:11-18. Please listen to the meaning of the vision. "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he who fears him and works righteousness is accepted of him." Acts 10:34-35. We know what God intended to teach Peter by sending the vision. Why did not Peter learn the lesson? Paul provides some insight when he wrote, "He feared them which were of the circumcision." Galatians 2:12. That is, he was afraid how the Jews who had been sent by James would react to his associating with Gentiles, even though he apparently was eating with them with no compunction of conscience. That, dear friends, is an act of hypocrisy. And that is exactly what Paul calls it. "And the other Jews dissembled with him." Galatians 2:13. The Greek word translated "dissembled with" is used only one time in the New Testament, and means to act the hypocrite. Peter had played the hypocrite. The Jews played the hypocrite with him. Similar word is used in Romans 12. "Let love be without dissimulation." Romans 12:9. The verse literally means, "Let love be unhypocritical." All of us need that lesson in our day. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.